Afternoon. Keith called me or texted me one, asked me what my sermon was going to be about, and I told him, and then I got to thinking as I was delivering the basket and everything, I got to thinking about Thanksgiving this week, and I changed my mind. I found an article that I want to use tonight to talk about. I'll read some to you, but I also want us to talk about it. It's a perspective on Thanksgiving. One of the articles I found was about an author of a book who was very wealthy, very good writer, and a young newspaper reporter came up to him and asked him, or told him, he said, "I've done some calculating, or it's been some calculating done about your books or your writing. It's been determined that you are worth about $100 per word." The author was humbled. He said, I didn't realize that. Well, the young newspaper reporter continued to try to take a few jabs at him and try to kind of pick at him. And he said, "Give me one of those $100 words." The author said, "What?" So the reporter reached down in his pocket. He pulled out a $100 bill and he handed it to him. He said, "I want one of your $100 words." The author looked at the $100 bill, folded it up, put it in his billfold, and said, "Thanks." Maybe thanks is a $100 word. But the article went on to say that maybe it's a $1 million word and not a $100 word. How that we need to be thankful and things that we need to be thankful for. If you have your Bibles, turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, and let's look at verses 19 and 20. Paul says here, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, it says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You know, when you take these verses, you take these passages that we just read, some words that jumps out at you, or words, I guess, that Paul's main subject here is praise, thanksgiving, and being thankful, and doing it always. And one word he used there is continually, in all circumstances, we are to be thankful. Well, the article went on and it pointed out three things that keep us from being thankful. I know we'd all say that we're thankful, but here's three things that stand between us and being thankful. Number one is our pride. Our pride keeps us from being thankful. He said, "This is the attitude that says, nobody ever gave me anything. I worked hard for everything I have. For years," you could even go another side, for years you studied hard, and now it's finally paying off." And with this kind of attitude, he said, "we feel that we have no one to thank but ourselves." So the first thing the article pointed out that we have to guard against is our pride. You know, the Bible brings that out, does it not? That we have to watch and make sure that we're not a prideful people, that we allow pride to stand in our way, that we are to be humble. The second thing he pointed out, he said, another attitude that keeps us from being thankful is a critical spirit or constant complaining. Instead of being grateful, he says, this person will always find something to complain about. Then the third thing he pointed out, the third attitude that keeps us from being grateful is carelessness. He said, someone once said that if the stars came out only once a year, we would all go out and look at the stars. But because they are out every night, we take them for granted. There's a lot of things in this life that we take for granted that we need to be thankful for. but because they're in our life all the time, we don't appreciate them near as much. Then he goes on to say it and says in another section of this article, he says that we can tell God that we're thankful by certain actions and certain things that we do in our life. He mentioned seven. He said, number one, spend time with Him. Spend time with God. And it's not just in worship service. It's not just in Bible study. We need to set aside time in our lives, is what he is pointing out in this article, that we set aside each day that we spend with God. You know, when is the last time that you went into your bedroom or the sunroom or a study or wherever you have, go in, no TVs, no radios, no anything, possibly read your Bible for a little while, and then talk to God in prayer. He said another thing that we tell God or let Him know that we're thankful is when we forgive others. When we forgive others. You know, just the last few weeks. Yeah, it's been the last 2 or 3 weeks. I got a phone call and I went and met someone that needed to talk to me. And one of the things that they were struggling with was forgiving someone for what they had done. And I listened to this person's story, and it's not anyone here, but I listened to this person's story for a while, and they cried, and they were mad, and they went through several emotions. And one of the things we finally agreed on when we got done was that they needed forgiveness too. And I pointed out the fact that if we're not willing to forgive others, then we will not be forgiven. You know, that's something I have to remind myself of from time to time. Maybe we all need to be reminded of how quick we should be wanting to forgive someone, because I'm sure all of us each day of our life ask God to forgive us. The third thing that he pointed out that we say thank you to God is when you serve His church. Being active in the church. You know, just simply like this afternoon, coming together and making baskets and carrying those baskets out and delivering them to other people. Next month, getting together and making a Christmas for the children at the children's home. It may be something as simple as going out and handing out flyers or invitations to someone. But being in service to God and trying to impact other people's lives with happiness and with smile and encouragement and enthusiasm to help other people want to do what we're doing. The fourth thing he said that you say thank you to God is when you share His plan of salvation. When we talk to someone about what they must do in order to be saved. I'll never forget a sermon that I heard when I was at Freed Hardeman or a devotional in chapel. Got up, the guy, he was a student there, and he done an outstanding job. He got up and he said, it's almost like we know a secret and we don't want to share it. You know, when we was younger, we might say, I know a secret. I know a secret. I'm not going to tell you. And he talked for 20 minutes in chapel about that very subject. About how that we know something that's so awesome and so great. We know what we have to do in order to be saved. And for the most part, most everyone in here has done that. But then we keep it to ourselves. If we want to thank God for salvation, he says, then we'll want to share that plan with other people. Number five, he said, you say thank you to God when you reach out to hurting people. This is a time of year where people hurt. This is a time of year where Thanksgiving and Christmas and all times of the year. But when people get depressed and people need encouragement in their life, and that's what we tried to do this afternoon. We share a little love and encouragement to people that we know who need that help. Number six, he said that you show your thankfulness to God when you give God the best that you have of your time and your talents. Think about what talents you have. Think about what you can do, and do that to the very best of your ability. And I think number 7 is probably one of my favorite. They're all good and they're all right, but number 7 and the final one is probably my favorite. We say thank you to God when we pray Him, or when we praise Him enthusiastically, that may not be right either, in our heart. That's why I can tell that joke like I did in the beginning about stuttering, because I do it and I can't pronounce anything. But when we have enthusiasm in our heart and we praise God that way and we give Him the honor and the glory. That's the 7 things He mentioned in His article about that. And then He went on and He mentioned a few more things I want to share with you before we tie all this in and close tonight. He said, and as our thanksgiving expands, it should include 3 more things. And here they are. Number 1, the blessings of life. You know, He said, I really love my wife. She is a very special lady. She's truly a blessing to my life. One thing that is really special is that each evening she stands in our kitchen and she thanks God for our sink full of dirty dishes. Then He said, no, she doesn't do that. He said, who does? But He said, we should. A sink full of dirty dishes usually means that we have been blessed by God with daily food and water. Now, that's a pretty good point. That's a pretty good point of how we look at things. What a mess we have in the kitchen. Or what a wonderful meal we shared with our loved ones. He went on to say, do you realize that 2/3 of the world goes to bed hungry every night? He said, our thanksgiving should include being thankful for those things. The second thing He said is the burdens of life. He said, this is a tough one. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, it says, give thanks in all circumstances. Paul said several things that really show he had the proper perspective of the burdens of life. Romans 8 and verse 18 says, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10 says, that is why for Christ's sake I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12 says, now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. When we, like Paul, have the proper perspective, we can give thanks in all circumstances. And then the third and final thing He mentioned. We should be thankful for the benefits of this life as well. He said an experiment was done in New York Central Park, where an advertising firm dressed a man up as a blind man and gave him a cup to collect money. One day they put a sign around his neck that read, I'm blind. On that day he collected about $4. The next day they dressed him the same way and placed a different sign around his neck, and it said, it's springtime and I'm blind. That day he collected nearly $40. That day those people realized how blessed they were by the beautiful flowers, the birds, and the sunrise and the sunset. Then he closed his article by saying this, and as Christians, there are other benefits of life. We can be sure that we are forgiven and free. Oh, it's a good time to be alive. And that was by Steve Malone. So many things in this article rings true probably to a few of us, or hopefully most of us tonight. But the one thing that drives a point home to me as I read it and tried to make application in my life is that we have to continue to work on giving praise and thanksgiving each and every day of our life. Is a glass half full or is a glass half empty? This Wednesday night, I look forward to every year. I hope that you will write down the things that you're thankful for, and I hope that you'll consider them before you put them on paper. I hope you don't make light of it, because I'm going to tell you what those notes do. As we read them aloud, it encourages other people. And if we can't find anything to be thankful for, that will not encourage anyone at all. We are the most blessed people in the world. Every one of us in here. Not only the fact that we live in the United States, but we have an opportunity to worship God today. No one is coming through those doors and trying to drag us out. We have the freedom to do what we do today. We have an opportunity to sing praises to God as Jacob led us in song and Nick led us in prayer. We have an opportunity to read from His Word. We had an opportunity today to remember the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross through the Lord's Supper. And right now, you have an opportunity to be obedient to God. If you have the faith, the belief in your heart that you're willing to change your life and you'll repent of your sins, confess that Jesus is Lord, then tonight you can be baptized. But we also ought to be thankful that we have an opportunity to come together, to be encouraged by brothers and sisters, to pat each other on the back, to shake each other's hand, or maybe hug each other's neck. Smile at someone and say, have a great week. Because hopefully we've been encouraged today. Our tanks have been filled back up. We have an opportunity tonight to come back to God if we wandered away. But if you're here and you're in the right relationship with God, you have an opportunity right now to say, thank you. It don't have to be publicly, and you don't have to shout it out. But right now, in your mind, you can honestly tell God, thank you for everything that I have. Another article I read this week, it just come to my mind. I'm going to share it with you real quick. It was written by someone, and the angle that they were talking about was the discouragements of life, the hard times that they had in life. And they were talking about a loss of a loved one. And they said, there's one or two ways I can look at this. He said, I'm not thankful for my loss, but I'm thankful for the good times that I had with that person. I'm thankful for what they meant to me while with me on this earth. I'm thankful for those. I'm not thankful that I lost them, but I'm thankful they were a part of my life, no matter for how long or how short it was. It changed who I am. If you need to respond, come while we stand and sing.